Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. You can call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. August 13th, Greg Bach.
What day? What's that about?
That's primary election day in Wisconsin.
Another election?
Another election. Oh, be a voter.
Be cool.
It would be cool. Be a voter. There are two very important constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot. In fact, depending upon where you live in Wisconsin, that might be the only thing that is on your ballot. And we're going to learn more about them.
Yes.
These two constitutional amendments, what that means, what that would do. I think there's still a lot of questions about those two amendments. So Brenna Godar, who is a staff attorney for State Democracy Research Initiative, is joining us coming up at 11:06 to talk about, again, these two constitutional amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution that will be on the ballot on August 13th. That's at 11:06. 11:33, as she does every Wednesday at this time, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public cervix announcement. And we're going to talk about a number of different things, kind of all tied into the Olympics.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about body types and BMI.
Yep.
And strength and mental health.
Yep.
I got really, really angry last night when I saw some of this stuff come up.
I mean, it's
annoying.
I know why you're upset about it, and I get mad about it too, because it's at this point it's infuriating. But we'll talk about it more in the 11 o'clock hour today.
And if you ever have a question for Dr. Hanks, does not have to be OBGYN related. If you just have a health related question, you can always email that and any other requests or complaints or suggestions for guests we should have to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. And then all the complaints go to Calvin. It's a very complicated email address. You'll find it.
You just look on a website.
Yeah, he's just search Calvin. Something will come up.
Search Calvin's email.
Well, this happened quickly yesterday, and now this morning, it's not in any of the headlines. I was really surprised that it just kind of hit yesterday afternoon after the show was over, and now it's kind of whoosh, it's gone.
Yeah,
this is kind of big news, people.
Yeah. Especially since the fact that we've been talking about this for months now.
We have. The director of Project 2025, the essential blueprint for not just another Trump administration, but for the next Republican administration.
Mm-hmm.
The director of Project 2025, Paul Danz, has stepped down as the head of Project 2025. He was a former top advisor in the Trump administration, although Donald Trump knows nothing about Project 2025, he has no idea what's in it, but he knows he doesn't like parts of it.
Of course.
Which
of
is
course.
All you need to know. Paul Danz forced out after people started being made aware of what is in Project 2025, and people don't like it.
No.
At all.
No.
At all. And so Trump has been trying to distance himself from Project 2025, even though he's mentioned in this 900-plus document, his name is mentioned like 300 times.
Yeah, yeah.
J.D. Vance, his vice presidential running mate,
yeah,
wrote the foreword for a book coming out in fall written by Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation, the main driver of Project 2025.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance has even said, oh, there's lots of good ideas in there.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are tons of great ideas to them.
And if you think that Project 2025 and Agenda 47 are completely unrelated, that would be inaccurate.
Correct.
You had a real good description.
Agenda 47 is essentially the Bill of Rights of Project 2025. It's a distillation of all the main points into a very digestible document that allows you to understand what that home is trying to get across to you. It's
like the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah. If they say Agenda 47, they're talking Project 2025.
Yes.
So don't let them distance themselves away from Project 2025. Like, we want to focus on Agenda 47 because that comes from the same place.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
And Project 2025, as we have talked before, and we will continue to talk about this because, again, this is one, it just seems to be one of those things where like the abortion issue that they embraced for last how many decades. Yeah. We're going to overturn it. It's going to be great. And the public is not happy about this. So then what is it that they do, Calvin? What is it, the go-to thing that Republicans do when confronted with something that the public doesn't like?
Run away.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come up with a new sound clip because it's getting overused.
And folks, they're not running away from Project 2025 for good or abortion. They're just running away and hiding. They'll be back.
Oh, yes.
There's no way that they don't want these things to happen. They didn't have a change of heart.
No.
They just realize that it's unpopular.
It's polling badly.
Exactly. Like, I think within a week and a half of it being really brought onto light, like John Oliver talked about it, Taraji P.
Nelson.
Nelson?
Taraji P. Nelson.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. She talked about it as well. The disapproval of that program, of that book, like skyrocketed, doubled, if not almost tripled, because people realize, oh, this is crazy. This is craziness.
It is fundamentally reworking how America would work.
Yeah.
It is.
It's
consolidating more power in the office of the presidency.
It's a redo of America, essentially.
Yes, it is. And as you said, it wasn't until John Oliver of Last Week Tonight and Taraji P. Nelson mentioned it at the BET Awards. People started looking it up.
Yeah.
You can find it. At least as of yesterday afternoon, it was still there. Project2025.org. We'll have to double check. Calvin, double check and make sure that that's still up there. Because I wouldn't be surprised, much like all of their positions on abortion, now that it just disappears from their websites. Because, again, if it's not online, it's not real.
We don't know about it.
Project
who?
Never heard of it.
What are you even talking about?
Never heard of it.
It's silliness. Yeah. So, yeah. But like you said, J.D. Vance, he's written the foreword for that guy's book. And I guess the book even took on it. Like, it was supposed to be originally called. Had a title,
Burning Down America or something.
Burning down Washington. Reclaiming Freedom. And now they're like taking down.
Saving Washington.
Yeah.
Now I think it's saving. Yeah, they had a lit match on the cover. That was the original cover of this book from Kevin Roberts that's coming out in a couple months.
They think that they can do all this stuff, and then it gets out in the public, and they must really think that they're just in the zeitgeist at all times. And then when these things go sour or south, they're like, what happened? Okay, I guess we have to change course now. Ugh, okay, I really wanted women to stay home and have babies. Don't worry, they still want that.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. A spokesperson for the Heritage Foundation said even though their head guy, this Danz, has left, work will continue on the current phase of Project 2025, a nationwide search to fill a Trump administration with loyalists.
Yep.
That will be their only requirement. It won't be expertise. It won't be knowledge of the subject. It is how much do you adore Donald Trump and will you lay down your life for him? Not the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Not America.
No.
It's loyalty to one person, which is antithetical to America.
That's a king. That's a dictator.
That would be a king.
And just that term loyalist makes me cringe. It's like
that should make most Americans cringe.
I would hope so, but once again, some people, because it doesn't bother their personal ethics and values and morals, even though I'd call most of this amoral, it doesn't matter to them because, like, well, that's what I believe. This is what I think. This is all in line of what I and my wife or husband, my children, this is what we live our lives. That's fine. Good. Okay. Do your thing, Jelly Bean. It's free country. But I've said it before, and I will continue to say it until it is no longer a threat to our democracy. There will be a day when you are not loyal enough. There will be a day when they come for you. And I don't mean to sound all, you know, big brother, but they've changed their mind on a lot of people.
Oh, yes, they have.
Yes.
Look at who's traitors, you know, who the traitors and they're Republicans or former Republicans. Jeez, Donald Trump called for Liz Cheney to be tried by a military tribunal live on television.
Yeah. So all the best people don't always stay the best unless they stay loyal.
Exactly. Harris campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez says Project 2025 is on the ballot because Donald Trump is on the ballot. Mm-hmm. This is his agenda written by his allies for Donald Trump to inflict on our country. Hiding this blueprint from the American people doesn't make it less real. In fact, it should make voters more concerned about what else they're hiding. I think that's an excellent point.
Absolutely. They're going to, yeah, they want to put it away and say like, oh, no, we've done away with it.
Yeah, it's never, don't worry about it. It's gone.
It was a draft. It was in drafts.
I just think that Kevin Roberts and the people who put this together either genuine, I do think that there are some good, I mean, they genuinely believe this. There are some true believers there who mm-hmm. genuinely believe what this would do. On the other hand, I think they genuinely figured nobody's going to look this up. Let's just put it up there. Nobody's going to do that.
But what they did then is said, like, let's make Agenda 47, make it easier to read.
The condensed version.
Exactly. Exactly. Calvin, did you have something you want to say?
Well, I looked it up, project2025.org. I don't know if this has always been the case. I would kind of assume it was, but all the mentions of abortion are hidden in the foreword and the Department of Health and Human Services. So when you go to project2025.org, you don't see any advertisement about abortion or reproductive health care, but they still refer within the health content of the project.
Well, I'm surprised it's still up there. I really am. I thought they would have pulled it.
Just a sign that says under construction.
It just ignore this. It just says, we're going away.
There's a spider on your back. Oh, what? Oh.
855-752-4842. If you would like to chime in and join us, you can also call or text the same number. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We will be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. If you are in the Waukesha or Pewaukee areas, later on today, our very own Johnny Watermelon heading down to Riverside Rhythms, right along the Fox River in downtown Waukesha. That starts at 11:30, live music. There's always a food truck there, lots of things going on. Mm-hmm. And then starting at 3:30 this afternoon, Johnny will be out at the Pewaukee Farmers Market.
He's just everywhere.
He is. He's our civic media ambassador of goodwill.
Exactly.
And I know he just went and picked up dog treats. So bring your dogs by, bring candy over for the kids. Johnny is a wonderful, wonderful guy. He'd love to meet you and say hello. We have been talking about Project 2025. Whoops,
Project what?
Never heard of it. Yep, the head guy who ran Project 2025, Paul Dance, has now stepped down after the Trump administration started realizing that, the public does not like this. What a shame. 855-752-4842. Don from Milwaukee, thank you for your patience, Don. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Quick comment. A couple of weeks ago, the RNC held their convention down here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
They should have just said, hey, we adopted a Republican, the Project 2025. This is our new platform for the Republican Party. it. So.
Well, what's interesting, Don, thank you so much for the call.
And for listening, Don. Appreciate it.
Of course, yeah. What's interesting, Don, is you say that, we were talking about that the week of the
convention,
and the delegates who traveled thousands of miles, spent thousands of dollars, and spent time getting nominated, elected, and they didn't get to vote on their platform. They walked in the door on Monday. Some guys in suits said, here's the platform. It's already done. And it really upset some people. What was her name? Her name was Gail.
Gail from Utah.
Gail from Utah was very upset. So you're not very far off, Don. They really probably just took Project 2025, put it into a piece of paper, said, this is our platform. Here you go. And they literally told some of them, you can go home if you want. We're not.
There's nothing for you to vote on.
There's nothing for you to vote on. So, Don, you're not far off.
And Ron from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Ron. What did you want to say about this?
Yeah, there's not anything the delegates really had to vote on. But now Trump, I think last week, said, yeah, and if you're one of my Christian fans, great Christian fans, and mm-hmm. I'm a Christian, you know, once you vote me back in, there'll be nothing more for you to vote on, because we'll have it all resolved within 4 years.
Yeah.
And that's 2025. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I wonder sometimes if, obviously 2025 in seemingly refers to the year he's reinstalled as president. But then I got to thinking when I started looking through some of this, and it's a long haul.
Really, oh, yeah.
That 2025 is the number of programs that they're going to cut out. And I think the one reason it backfired is there's something for everybody to hate in that list.
Oh, yeah.
And people are plucking it out of there and using it as, you know, in their ads around the country running against Republicans. I just think it's right. You're right. They thought they had this great mass of people behind them, and that people are going to say, oh yeah. And if I was the Democrats right now, or Kamala, I would say, look, when the framers wrote the Constitution, we were 13 colonies, small colonies, and there were maybe 10 million people living in the new world, quote unquote. Now it's 340 million Americans and growing.
Yep.
There's no way to believe, especially with technological change and instant communications and all the international world threats and climate change and everything else, that we could strip all this stuff back out. Like, we don't need an Environmental Protection Agency. Hell, we don't need a weather service.
Right.
It'll all take care of itself, or some private vendor will come in and tell you what's going on, you know.
Right, Ron, they want to privatize the National Weather Service. So we're going to have to pay for forecasts now? I mean, as you said when you started, and thank you so much for calling, Ron. We have a couple other callers I'm going to try and get to. There's something in Project 2025 for everyone to hate. And Project 2025, the Agenda 47 is a Cliff Notes version of Project 2025. So don't let the Republicans try to tell you that it's a different thing. It's not.
No.
It's the same thing. And I also think whether or not Trump is reelected, or in 4 years another Republican is elected, that is the blueprint for the next Republican administration.
Yeah.
At least in my estimation.
It'll be the starting point, at least. They might not get it done immediately on day one, but it'll be what they'll try to shoot for in the first 100 days.
100 days.
Yeah.
First 100 days.
Yeah.
Rob from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, folks. Good show. Thanks for taking my call. I've been on this planet now for a couple of weeks, and I remember back in the beginning of the Reagan era, when there was a publication of about 2,000 points that the Koch brothers and their affiliates put together and spoon-fed to the Reagan administration for them to administer in their tenure. And I believe around 1,300 of those actually were implemented. And so that was the start of all of this concept of Project 2025. I remember some hideous things in regards to company pension plans. That's the start of our deficit, our national deficit going right into the ditch. There was a lot of stuff started way back when, if folks really want to dig into the history. This is nothing new. This is more of the same, and we're going to have a long way to climb out of this pit.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rob. I really appreciate that. And you make a good point. The involvement of the Heritage Corporation and the Koch brothers, this all goes back decades and decades and decades. and they have their own, very own specific agendas. And now there are other billionaires who I believe share those agendas. Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack. What did you want to say? We got about 2 minutes.
All right. Yeah. Two things. First of all, anybody that thinks that Trump has been backing away from this and the Republicans are trying to back away from this Project 2025, anybody that thinks that Trump and or any succeeding Republican president won't implement this as fast as possible, as soon as possible, and as much as possible, they're living on another planet. They have no idea. These guys absolutely intend to do all this stuff. Then the second thing that I would say about this is there are many things about this Project 2025 that are deeply troubling, including issues with the environment, including things like, as you pointed out, privatizing the Weather Service. Excuse me?
I know.
Yeah.
But the most troubling to me as a scientist is this. All regulatory and scientific conclusions have to be in alignment with conservative principles, whatever that means. Well, I believe whatever that means is anything that the corporations and the big money people say, that's going to be what those results have to be.
Absolutely. Jack, thank you so much. We're going right up against the wall here. News is coming up next when we return. Veep Stakes, it's on. Who would be your choice? Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Wherever you are listening, you can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform Elon continues to actively ruin. At some point, we're going to talk briefly about what happened briefly yesterday on what used to be Twitter. It lasted about 5 minutes. The king of free speech. Whoopsie doodle. So we'll squish that in here. So, oh, we have a new attack ad. A completely real and totally legitimate new attack ad coming up at 10:50.
How is this one delivered to us?
This one I found this morning when I was walking out to the car.
Yeah.
And it was just in a little box with that was wrapped. Little bow on it. It said, play me. It's kind of Willy Wonka-like.
All right.
That's coming up. Yes, completely real and totally legitimate attack ad coming up at 10:50, so stick around for that. We've been talking, though, about the runaway from Project 2025 that happened yesterday. Paul Danz, the head of Project 2025, has resigned after pressure from the Trump administration because too many people are realizing what's in it, and it's all pretty much bad.
Is that okay? Really quick, has anyone read it? Is there anything in there that is good that can be seen as fundamentally good? And the comedian to me says free Sundays on Sunday, but I know that's not in there. But is there something?
There might be a version of that in there.
Is there
about
something
about working on the Sabbath? There might be something in there about that.
There's no way they're going to give everybody a national day off. They'll tell you. In fact, they'll say, if you love the Lord, you're going to work 7 days a week, 10 hours a day.
No, don't forget who the authors are of this.
Oh, they don't care about Jesus. They don't care about those Ten Commandments.
Tom from LA has been very patient. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. First off, I recommend everyone watch Bad Faith on
Amazon. Prime, is it on Amazon Prime? Yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime, and there's also one that's for free. It's called God and Country. The other one is 99 cents. But what I'd like to say is that these people are so crazy saying that they're running away from Project 2025. the Supreme Court has already put half of it into place. And people need to realize through the Chevron doctrine and through a woman's right to choose and all the authoritarian rights immunity that they've given to the President of the United States, that's already part of Project 2025. So people, wake up.
Yeah, that's not a joke. Yeah, that's a good point, Tom. I mean, you're not wrong as far as the Supreme Court certainly smoothing the way for this to kick in. Yeah. And as Tony says on the live stream, he said Project 2025 has a first 180-day plan. So yeah, they're not going to wait to implement this. It will kick in immediately.
And we got a text from Dave in New Berlin who said Project 2025 is not, quote, going away. Donald Trump, quote, loves the uneducated. An uneducated individual knows it's not going away. So
yeah, they can disavow it all they want. They can try and run away from it as much as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Agenda 47 is essentially a Cliff Notes version of Project 2025. That is their plan.
Yeah.
Not just for, in my opinion, for a next Trump administration, but for the next Republican administration.
And America, then that becomes our identity. And what are you going to do about it?
It will be a fundamentally different country.
Oh.
I mean, they want to send teenagers should be able to work in inherently dangerous jobs that they're attracted to.
Yeah.
That's in there too. And they've already started weakening child labor laws in some states.
Remember when we all agreed on that? Remember when we all agreed that children shouldn't be working in factories?
Yes, I do.
And now they've come around to say, like, kids need a strong work ethic. Cool, get a paper route. Work part-time and open a lemonade stand. They don't need to be working in mills.
No, or meat processing plants.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kelvin?
Well, it just makes me think of there was an internet meme like a year or two ago that was about the children yearn for the mines, which is obviously a joke, but it just seems like they actually take it seriously.
Yeah.
The good old days working in the coal mines when you were 9.
Yeah. Kids could get pocket change.
Right.
Well, yeah, when 10 cents could buy, you know, dinner.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Beverly from Richland County is on the line. Good morning, Beverly. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
You were talking about abortion a little bit ago. Ask Calvin to search the term reproductive rights instead of abortion. It's early on, I think, in the foreword, and see what it says there. That'll really tell you what they think about the issue.
There it is. Okay.
I'll appreciate that, Beverly.
Thank you, Beverly.
Well, and they want to ban all abortions, regardless of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. We're seeing this play out in some states. Iowa's 6 weeks ban just went into effect on Monday, which essentially means most women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So there will be no abortions. And I don't know that Iowa has any exceptions either.
I don't believe they do. And then say goodbye to contraception, say goodbye to IVF, say goodbye to anything. You are pregnant, you are stuck. And if there's no exception, are at least can we come together and agree that if a woman's baby dies, if she has a miscarriage, they won't prosecute? I mean, like what will be, and you might say, Greg, that's crazy. This is all crazy.
Yes.
So I can see some wackadoodle in the Iowa Capitol saying, hey, you know, why couldn't she just try it harder?
Well, and there is a state, and I don't remember the specifics off the top of my head, but there is a woman who miscarried in a state that has a complete ban, and she had to prove that she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And I think they took her to the hospital, reported her, or the nurses or the doctors reported her, and then the local DA investigated it. She had a miscarriage.
I mean,
so, yeah, Project 2025 isn't going away. Pretend it never happened. Let's can we just pretend this never happened, people?
I just typed in woman has miscarriage and has to prove it. The AI overview says there are multiple matches. So this is not a one-time thing. But there, Brittany Watts, a 33-year-old medical receptionist from Ohio, was facing felony charges of abuse of a corpse. Okay. After a miscarriage at home. She was 21 weeks pregnant. I don't think at that point she was looking to have an abortion either. But you know, and she had to have a legal defense run.
Oh yeah.
$135,000.
Oh my God.
To prove
that she miscarried.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move along. Although we're not letting this go. We have guests lined up for the next 3 months who are going to join us from National Security Leaders for America.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not a bunch of liberal wackadoodles. These are former retired major generals and retired rear admirals and ambassadors overseas.
They're people who make me bow my head and go, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, mom. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes,
mom. We all dress nicer because they're those kind of people.
Do I salute you? I have no idea what to do right now.
They are going to be joining us on Mondays over the next couple of months as we continue to look at this because, again, Project 2025 is not going anywhere. I do want to move along, though, to vice presidential sweepstakes, veep stakes. Kamala Harris says that she will be campaigning next week with her vice presidential choice. And it does seem to have narrowed down to four
in a dream from people who have the dream. So
Andy Beshear from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Now I had five.
Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Tim Walz from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Kelly from Arizona.
And then some people are still hoping for Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
Yep. Who's so good.
He is amazing. I pulled the clip from The Daily Show. We've been talking a lot about J.D. Vance and his problem with childless cat ladies with their loud lady laughings.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about it, having some fun with it. You know, I'm childless, you're childless. We know people who are childless. And it's just a really cruddy thing to say to our faces as Americans. Well, Pete Buttigieg went on The Daily Show. I encourage you to watch the entire interview.
It's excellent.
He will run for president one day.
I think so, too.
And this is what he had to say with a new take to what J.D. Vance says about people without children.
And it's rooted in this strange idea that it's not just, he doesn't just say that being a parent gives you, an important role as a citizen, which I agree with, or that it gives you unique perspective on the future. It's that not being a parent makes you less. Like
I think that's absolutely how they feel.
He said, people who don't have children, this is a quote, have no physical commitment to the future of this country.
Wow.
And I just think about how, like, no physical commitment to the future. Like, when I was deployed to Afghanistan, I didn't have kids back then.
Right.
But I will tell you, especially when there was a rocket attack going on, my commitment to this country felt pretty physical.
I mean,
seriously.
That statement, I get goosebumps because I can't tell if he's trying to say the word physical, but you can tell he's holding back his emotions or if he's trying not to cuss. Because, this is a man who voluntarily gave putting his life on the line for this country. And you have the nerve to say, well, but you don't have kids.
And you're not, so therefore you're not invested in the future of America.
So J.D. Vance, people who've never served in the military but have children have more of a vested interest in America and are better than the vets. I know I'm being like you right now and what you guys do when you mishear words, but that's what I hear. And I never thought about that either. The idea of a vet. And I apologize to our vets out there that didn't pop into my brain. But when he says it, it's so visceral and so real. And you're like, oh, yeah, of course he has a physical contribution to this country. And he is a father now.
Yes. And he's terrific. He's Secretary of Transportation. I know a lot of people would like to see Pete Buttigieg be Kamala's pick.
Mm-hmm.
I was very hot on Mark Kelly initially.
Yeah.
Senator from Arizona.
Yeah.
Astronaut, former combat pilot.
Yeah.
Married to Gabby Giffords, mm-hmm. who was the victim of political gun violence.
Yeah.
And now I'm not so sure. Tim Walz has been all over my Twitter feed.
Oh, dude. Well,
the governor of Minnesota. He's just so folksy and so he kind of gets right to the point.
He was so Minnesota.
He is very Minnesota.
Calvin?
But I'm hearing a lot of Josh Shapiro as well.
Yeah, I think, and I've said this from the beginning, I think Josh Shapiro is the least exciting pick. And I think that kind of makes me feel like that's who it's going to be.
Really?
But I'm with you on Tim Walz. I think he's been electric in interviews. And I think Minnesota just has an incredible progressive record over the last couple years
with
free school lunch. And he told a story about how he used to have an A rating from the NRA, and then his daughter came to him and talked about gun violence in schools, and now he's come out for gun control, and the NRA now rates him an F.
He gave money back.
He gave the money he made to charity.
From the donations that he got, yes, from gun groups,
yep,
he gave that money to charity. Yep.
That's the perfect example of an American who can listen to the information and change their mind. And that's the important thing when you want a politician, is to get new information and change your mind as you go forth. Not J.D. Vance change your mind, where it's, where's the best place it'll lead me? Because who knows what he believes? Because I don't think he believes anything. He's a billionaire venture capitalist. He believes in money.
Yes, he
does. Doesn't care about you or me or America. He likes money.
And I just have to say, I'm really happy about the fact that we don't have to talk about a potential vice presidential candidate and know that there are hundreds of thousands of memes going around about them and furniture. You saw something, Calvin, from Vivek Ramaswamy. Sorry.
Yeah, he tweeted out saying that the Democrat attack of calling Republicans weird is very high school, and if we can't win on policy, we should just cut the crap.
And what did you say, Calvin, about that?
I just find that we've been heard for the last 3 weeks about how Kamala Harris slept her way to the top, and that just is very reminiscent of what we gossiped about when we were in high school, was about who was sleeping with each other. So I think the call is coming from inside the house.
Boom!
Love it. There he is. Resident young person Calvin, bringing it home.
Taking Vivek to school.
All right. Stay with us when we return. The debut of a brand new, completely legitimate, totally real attack ad that's on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were talking about Veep Stakes and who Kamala Harris will select as her vice presidential running mate. Just quickly, Laura, listening on WFHR, she's in Rapids. If Pete isn't VP, Pete Buttigieg, that is, I'd be really happy with him as Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
He would be excellent, I think, in any position in a Harris administration.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I really do. I think he'd be fantastic.
Kamala?
Harris.
All right. Next, Joe.
Shapiro. No, Ba-ba- that's Josh. Never know.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. New, a completely new, totally real and authentic attack ad.
Take a breath.
That was sitting on my car this morning when I went out, and it was wrapped up in a little box, and it said, play me. So, Calvin, why don't we run this completely legitimate ad?
Well, Wisconsin, the election's only a few months away. Let's look at your choices. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has spent her life working on behalf of Wisconsinites, from clean water to child care, bringing in billions of dollars for bridges and airports across the state. Snooze. She even goes to county fairs and meets actual people who live in Wisconsin. Ugh. Our guy grew up and went to school in Wisconsin. Then he moved away for 20 years until coming back to run for office. Then, after he lost, moved away again. And after years of doing great in California, he's back for you. He's not wasting time talking to Wisconsin's farmers or nurses or small business owners. He's attending conferences about cryptocurrency in Arizona, or dipping his toes in the ocean at his mansion on Laguna Beach. He knows what's best for him. I mean, he's for you. He knows what's best for you. You can bank on it. Wow, that's clever. You guys came up with that one? Wow, that's the first clever thing we ever did. Bank on it. Awesome.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Wow.
Yeah.
And and based in fact, actually.
Yeah.
Eric Hovde, Lake Sitting, ex-throwing California guy Eric Hovde, was at a cryptocurrency conference over the weekend in Arizona where the former president spoke.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Eric's a banker, isn't he?
He is a banker.
He is a banker, and cryptocurrency could... sounds like there's money to be made there, potentially.
And we'll probably talk about this in the coming weeks, but there is some controversy, too, about conflicts of interest with his bank and, you know, letting go of certain things. He came out with a new ad during the Olympics that just, I'm sorry, sucks. It's just terrible.
There's a couple new ads that are floating around, including one from Representative André Jacques. In the 8th, that's right, the 8th Congressional District.
That's
an unusual.
You need to watch it. We can't play it here.
It doesn't do, us describing it will not do it justice.
All I'm going to say is when you get to the end of it, go, who brought a helium tank? That's all I'm going to say. We got a comment on the live stream that said, that's fancy Brian Kelly, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean.
I have no idea. I can't confirm or deny about that. Jeff, we're losing you. We're losing you. Oh, there, sorry. We lost you.
Nobody's talking.
But that was a great ad. I mean,
it was a very hard hitting and whoosh.
I mean,
I'm sure the Baldwin campaign is going to have to come up with a hard hitting response to that.
Absolutely.
In case you missed it as well last night, and I watched the entire speech of Vice President Kamala Harris holding her first rally in Georgia, and it was incredible.
10,000 people.
It was incredible. Just the energy. Mm-hmm. Her speech was fantastic. And what I'm seeing this morning from detractors are...
Jane, they're called haters.
Oh, okay. They weren't there to see Kamala Harris. They were there to see Megan Thee Stallion. So the only reason all these people showed up was because they got a free concert. Yeah, that looked... like what that was to me.
They're also trying to say Megan Thee Stallion is twerking at a presidential campaign. I'm like, and then people are really quick to say, hey, your convention, Amber Rose, Kid Rock, Hulk Hogan, sit down.
Look up lyrics to Ted Nugent's songs. We did this bit when Kristen and I were still working together on who sang it. Look up the lyrics to Cat Scratch Fever.
Stranglehold.
Yeah, that's
too. That's just open violence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, please don't be throwing that around about how offensive that is. I don't want to hear it.
Snowflakes.
I really don't want to hear it. But it was an impressive, event.
Yeah.
And if she can continue that energy and that level of enthusiasm, and of course, they're going to start taking some shots at her. That's to be expected. But make it on policies then.
Yeah. But that's the thing, Jane, is the worst thing they're trying to do now is pin the border on her. And even every time they do it, they're like, yeah, we got the receipts right here on the border. Nice try. So all they can do with any sort of have to get headlines is to be mean, to be like what Calvin was saying, high school mean.
Well, and one of the first things that Kamala Harris talked about during her rally last night was immigration.
Yeah.
And pointed out there was a bipartisan bill in Congress.
Yep.
That was ready to get passed.
Passed, not voted. Not, it was ready.
It was ready to get passed. And what happened? Donald Trump wants the border to remain an issue because that's what he campaigns on. They could have done this until Trump called all his buddies in the House and said, don't vote for this, kill this.
Yeah.
I want this to continue. They don't care about fixing the border.
No.
They don't care.
They need
if it's valuable for them politically.
They don't have a plan to do it. So all they do is kick up dust. Well, you know, talked about the border, talked about Donald Trump, talked about all the mean things they're saying, the nasty things they're saying. Kamala Harris had a nice response about it at her rally last night and made it very clear what she thinks of it, Calvin.
Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
She was talking about Donald Trump trying to squirm out of the debate that he set up, and he was all happy to do it in September when it was Joe Biden, but now he's not seeming to be liking that so much.
No, thank you.
That's something to say. You say it to my face, baby. By the way, I'll be out at the Waukesha Farmers Market this Saturday, 8 until noon. News is coming up next. When we return, we'll talk about the two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.